Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rabbit T, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Shabbos 90, talking about the idea of different things related to Shemitah and different things related to substances used. And the Gemara asks from Abayis Brisa, to these regarding halachos of Shemitah, were added so thistles, wormwood, borus, and aloe. But if you maintain that it is sulfur, is then sulfur subject to the laws of Shemitah? Surely it was taught in a brisa. This is the general rule. Whatever has a root is subject to the laws of Shemitah, but that which has no root is not subject to the laws of Shemitah. The Gemara answers, rather, borus is a hala, a mineral substance used for cleansing. Talking about roots, the idea of roots gets me thinking about our own roots. When we are in this world, when we think about what we're doing in this world, we should make sure to learn from our roots, to learn from our ancestors, to learn to where we came from, and to make sure that we put roots into this world and we put roots into the foundation of this world, making a difference in this world. We only are given, God willing, 120 years in this world, so make sure to take root in this world and do what's possible with laying your foundation, laying the roots for what you can. Pirkei Avos explains this, teaches to us, you're not free from work, but you're not required to complete it. Lo ata ben chorin lehibatel mimena, but you have to at least start it. You have to matchil, you have to begin, but you don't have to complete. You have to start, you have to lay the foundation, lay the roots. You have what you have in this world and you start your work. Even if you won't be able to complete it, you must start it. So even though I didn't know when the show started where it would go, I had to at least start. I had to take root. I had to put roots in doing the shows. And if Hashem allows many seasons, many years, that may have been from Shana, wonderful. That's great. Also, we have to take root, take pride in where we're supposed to be. We should lay down the roots. We should lay down the foundation to live where we're supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael. We should put down the roots. We should put down the ideas to think about how we're going to get there, when we're going to get there, how is it going to be possible, what we could do for work there, how can we get our kids there? What kind of a place would we live there? What kind of a community would we live there? Especially when Mashiach comes, we don't want it to be a last-minute thing. We throw away everything and run to Israel. We should have plans. We should have roots. We should think about how we could take root and take hold of getting to Israel as much as possible. So when we think about this Gemara that's talking about roots for the laws of Shemitah, again, remember the three things. Remember your roots, where you come from. Make your ancestors proud. Follow in the footsteps of your ancestors, especially in their wonderful midos, their wonderful qualities, and their wonderful personalities, especially if they're involved in chesed and being leaders in the community, leaders in the shul, leaders in the different organizations in the Bate Midrash, and make sure to take note of your roots and where it could take you to blossom forth. Remember to take root in actions. Make sure to do actions, give them roots, and continue them for the future as much as possible. And remember to take root in living in the land of Israel speedily in our days. Hopefully it comes, however much we can do. Try to make plans. Try to foresee how we can lay down the roots to live in our land as soon as possible. B'mheira v'yameinu. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 91 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.